Gospel reading from John chapter 11. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. What are we accomplishing? They asked. Here is this man performing many miraculous signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. Then one of them, named Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, spoke up. You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than the whole nation perish. He did not say this on his own, but as high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the Jewish nation, and not only for that nation, but also for the scattered children of God, to bring them together and make them one. So from that day on, they plotted to take his life. Here ends our text. The word gathered is an operative word in our text. The same Greek word is used for the chief priests and Pharisees gathering the Sanhedrin, and for Jesus gathering together the scattered children of God. There are special names for gatherings of animals. Some are familiar, like herds, flocks, and schools. Some are not so familiar, like the names for gatherings of crows, lions, and penguins. It's a murder of crows, a pride of lions, and a creche of penguins. That fits the text because it has to do with murder, pride, and a creche. Who do the church leaders wish to gather? They wish to gather their highest court, the Sanhedrin. What's strange is that the chief priests, who were Sadducees, are making common cause with the Pharisees. Remember how in Acts Paul can easily stir up a fight between these two groups? Yet here they are, agreeing to gather the highest Jewish civil and religious court. The gathering is more of an evaluation, not of Jesus, but of their methods of dealing with Jesus. Ever since John the Baptist appeared on the Jordan and identified Jesus, they'd been dealing with the Jesus problem. Remember how he threw out the money changers from the chief priest's base of operations, the temple? Remember how he called the Pharisees whitewashed tombs? For 3 years, they've been addressing the Jesus problem. And what have they accomplished? But this question has to be heard in context to see how diabolical it really is. Jesus has just raised a 4-day dead Lazarus publicly. Lots of people saw it. It could not be denied that Jesus had raised someone good and dead using simply words. And you know what? The church rulers didn't deny Jesus did it. They, in fact, affirm that Jesus is performing many miraculous signs. And what's more, if they let him go on, everyone will believe in him. Think again, those of you who are certain that Jesus could convert the whole world, or at least your loved one, if he just did some miracle that no one could deny. The church leaders don't deny Jesus is doing many miracles. And they don't deny that most everyone believes in him as a result. But they still don't. Like a group of crows gather around a hawk, these church leaders are upset and they caw, caw, caw. It always starts with one or two crows noticing the hawk, and they start cawing, and then the more they crow, the more other crows gather. It started with the chief priests cawing with the Pharisees over that hawk Jesus. Then they gathered together the Sanhedrin, and the cawing became a cacophony of sounds, and then it happened. When a murder of crows gather around a hawk, some will be swirling overhead, some will be sitting on branches cawing not far away from the offending hawk. All of a sudden, one crow will dart after the hawk. That one crow in this murder of crows is Caiaphas. And murder is what he speaks. He darts at the hawk Jesus, saying that the Jesus problem is simple. Jesus must die. It's better that he die than our nation should perish, because Jesus stirred them up so much to revolt against the Romans. This is where the murderous Sanhedrin is most like a murder of crows. No one is sure why crows mob hawks. Oh, we think it's because they regard them as some sort of threat, but no one knows for sure. Likewise, Jesus didn't preach revolt against the Romans. He cleaned out the temple, not the praetorium. He called Pharisees, not centurions, whitewashed tombs full of death. Gathered here today, we are a murder of crows and a pride of lions. Who is the lion of the tribe of Judah here to gather? God is willing to give up his only beloved son for the Jewish nation. Now, there are all sorts of illustrations of this sacrifice. Every one of them is heart-wrenching, and every one of them is impossible to me. Oh, leaders in war, they have to make decisions like this. Better to sacrifice a few men for the sake of all the rest. And that's going on right now in Japan, where some 50 workers have gone into where the radiation is deadly to prevent it from spreading. I can even tell you that there are cases in history where a king gave up his own son to death because his people had unjustly killed a member of another king's family. But that sort of sacrifice still is impossible to meet. God did not owe the Jewish nation a thing. Remember, they rejected and killed every single prophet God had ever sent them. Remember, God wanted to gather them together under his wings of salvation, but they would not. Still, God chooses to sacrifice his son to gather them. But there's more. God wished to gather not only the people he had chosen thousands of years before, but all his scattered children. Now here's where it gets really impossible. It's as impossible as the gospel prophecy that one day the lion would lie down with the lamb and eat straw like an ox. It is unimaginable that God wants to gather all his children. But look when Jonah was upset that God did not destroy the cruel enemy of Israel, Nineveh. God said at that time he was concerned not only for the children there, but the animals. Another story is told of how God drowned the Egyptian army, and after that there was a big party in heaven. One of the angels asked God, "Why aren't you celebrating the defeat of your enemies?" And God replied, "Should I celebrate when my children lie dead upon the seashore?" From the murder of crows, the lion of the tribe of Judah wants to gather his children. And there is pride in what he does. We sing at Christmas that it is of the Father's love that the Son's begotten. At Jesus' baptism, and then again right before Lent, we hear the Father boast with pride, "This is my beloved Son." And why shouldn't the Father boast with pride? His Son was perfect. Guilty of no disobedience, not having any doubts, not even a single wayward thought. Jesus was everything that God meant Adam to be. Everything that God meant for you to be. But this proud father concludes his son must die. That crow Caiaphas was only cawing what God put in his mouth to gather children who are sinful, who are sold by their sins to death and the devil. You have to pay their debts, all of them. So what do you think is owed for sinning against the holy, almighty God? You know, even in human law, it makes a difference whom the crime is against. You hit me or threaten me, that's not that big of a deal. You do that to the president or even a police officer, and you're in for a world of hurt. Well, for our unbelief, for our misbelief, for our other great shames and vices against God, we deserve to be punished today and for all the tomorrows of eternity. But God sent his son that he was so proud of to be punished, to be tortured, to die an eternal death on a lonely wooden cross so he might gather all of his children, including you, especially you. So, gathered here today, are a murder of crows, a pride of lions, and a creche of penguins. Creche is what you call a nesting group of penguins particularly. But creche is also the old French word for the manger. It's used today for the whole nativity scene. Gathered right here today is not a creche of penguins, but of people gathered around the manger, around the nativity scene, around Jesus. Gathered here are those touched by the death of Jesus, not so much for all people, but for them. Like Private Ryan in the movie, could not help but gather at the tombstones of the soldiers who had given their lives to bring him home, we cannot but be gathered around the creche at Christmas and around the cross at Lent. It was him for me. He got the beatings I deserve. I got the blessings he did. He got the lashings, I got the loving. He got the suffering, I got the saving. He got the bleeding, I got the blood to cleanse my sins. The murder of crows gathered to murder Jesus. We gather because they did. Just as Caiaphas spoke better than he could possibly know, so their evil deed of killing Jesus did better than they could possibly believe. And it's not too early to go there, is it? We're only 2 weeks away from Easter, when the line of the tribe of Judah will rise in victory. The people of God are gathered here not only by the creche, not only by the cross, but by that empty grave. Gathered here today are a creche of penguins, surely one of the most helpless birds there is. Penguins who still see the Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Unlike Private Ryan, who could only gather at an occupied grave, we gather at an empty one. We don't gather around a dead soldier, but a living lion. If, as that proverb says, it's better to be a living dog than a dead lion, how much better to be a living lion? The lion lives. Hear him roar. The lion, our Lord Jesus Christ, is seen and heard in the waters of baptism. Hear him roar that you have been reborn in that water. You are not the man or the woman you used to be. You came forth from that font clothed in Jesus' blood and righteousness, says Scripture. Of course, wearing Jesus, you're going to look like the hawk that he is, and that means a murder of crows will mob you too. But take heart. I've seen that happen many times, and although those crows make a loud racket, never once have I seen a hawk killed or even hurt by a murder of crows. Hear the lion, your Lord Jesus, roar in absolution. Absolution isn't my words, but his. It is his judgment on your sins. I've only heard a lion roar in a zoo, but I'm quite sure it would shut the mouth of a 10,000 cawing crows. And certainly, it would silence the relatively soft but persistent sound of a penguin, particularly if it's the sound of a nagging conscience bothered by sins forgiven and left behind. Gathered here today are those poor penguins who wish to hear and see Jesus again. hear Him roar in His Word, and see Him present in His sacrament. No lion, no matter how prideful, ever gives his body or blood to feed his young. The Lion of the tribe of Judah gave and shed them on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. And today, He puts the same body and blood in bread and wine to gather His scattered children and feed them. This upsets a murder of crows. This would astonish a pride of real lions. And this satisfies this creche of penguins. Amen. Now, the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.